On Tuesdays and Thursdays, we welcome our founder, Mabel Louise Stewart, to join us on the air. Hello.
Hi, good morning. And you said it. It is beautiful out today in Wisconsin. I hope it's the same where you are. I had an early appointment at the clinic this morning, 7:30. That sounds early, doesn't it? Anyway, I got up at 5 because I wanted to have my devotions before I left and have prayer. And you know what? Today, if you haven't tuned in before, today is National Day of Prayer. Oh, how our country needs that right now. And our church folks from Crossroads are having prayer to get together at noon. Yes, from their homes, of course. But you know what? Isn't it wonderful how that we can still get together on the television and on the media and all the different ways that they have for us today? And I want to remind you of that famous verse that I remember memorizing when I was a child. It's 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, that's those who know Jesus as their Savior, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and that means pray and to have the right relationship, and turn from their wicked ways, and then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. If we do what it says in this verse, guess what? The Lord promised to heal our land. So let's lay hold of God today and every day, really, so that we can get back to our normal life. And you know what? Next Sunday is Mother's Day. That's always so special, isn't it? So I'm going to be taking today's broadcast and talk to you about mothers. I found this cute little story in my files, and I want to share it with you. A school teacher was giving a lesson in fractions. So she asked Johnny, one of her students, this question. Suppose there were 7 in your family. 5 children, a mother, a father, and a total of 7. And suppose there was pie for dessert that day. Let me ask you, what fraction of the pie would you get? Johnny answered, 1/6. But you don't understand, the teacher said. Don't you remember your fractions? Yes, teacher, I know all about fractions, but guess what? I know about mothers, too. You see, my mother would say she didn't want any. Well, a mother's love is proverbial, isn't it? During inspection on a weekend outing, a scoutmaster found an umbrella hidden in the bedroll of a young camper. He looked so puzzled, and the scoutmaster asked, "Why in the world did you bring an umbrella on a scouting trip?" Well, the tenderfoot answered and sighed, "Sir, did you ever have a mother?" Well, Abraham Lincoln said, "No man is poor who has had a godly mother." I was reading about our 25th president of the United States, President William McKinley. It related how much he loved his mother. The article told how he either visited her or sent her a message every single day. When she became seriously ill, he arranged to have a special train standing by ready to take him to her bedside. Mrs. McKinley died December 12, 1897, and she died in the arms of her 54-year-old son. Her gentle Christian virtues helped mold the president's character, because when he was gunned down in Buffalo, New York, 4 years later, he showed no bitterness toward his assassin. With Christian courage, he said, "God's will be done." Before he died, he asked to hear once again the old hymn, "Near My God to Thee." This was his favorite, and one that his mother taught him. Well, on my last broadcast, I mentioned a little bit about my own mother and how she prayed me into the ministry. So I thought I'd give you just a few more details of how I found out. When she was 85 years of age, Mother came to our home for a visit, and I talked her into giving her personal testimony of her faith in Christ on my broadcast over WWIB. So she started telling about her childhood and how she found Christ as her Savior, and she started to cry. So I asked her what was the matter, and I wondered if I had caused her some problems as a child. I didn't know what to think. So she quietly said, "I'm going to share with your audience something that I have never told anyone before." So she went on to say, "I gave you my child, my daughter, to God before you were even born, and I beg the Lord to put you into the ministry." So I said to her with tears in my eyes why she had not shared that information with me before. And here's what she said: "I wanted you to serve the Lord because you loved him so much and you wanted to be in his service." How wise she was, for I loved her so much that I probably would have done what she wanted me to do. How much better to serve because you love Jesus and you're honored to do so. Well, this will be my 74th year of being in the ministry. Think of it. 47 of those years have been spent here at WWIB Radio. And what joy it has been to my life. Thanks to all of you precious ones out there who have listened all through the years. Well, someone asked me, "Is there someone in modern days that you admire as a godly mother? Someone that maybe you've read about?" And my answer was, well, I've read a lot about the life of Suzanne Wesley through the life story of her two sons, John and Charles. So I'm sure, really, if you had a chance, my listeners, you'd love to tell about how much your mother has blessed your life. Well, lots have been written about Suzanne Wesley. Yes, she was the mother of John, and Charles. She truly was an example of a Proverbs 31 woman. I doubt if John and Charles would have been so famous had they not had a mother who loved Jesus, and she was determined to raise all of her 17 children for the Lord. Yes, I said 17. Can you imagine? She not only loved the Lord herself, but she taught her children every day their responsibility to live for Jesus. I read in this article that I read that she spent 1 hour every day praying for all of her children. And in addition to that, she took each child, imagine this, she took them aside for a full hour every week, one at a time, to discuss spiritual matters with him or her. And by the way, she taught them a verse of scripture every week. And that would be the time when she made sure that they could quote it and they knew it well. Well, no wonder John and Charles were used of God to bring blessings all around the world, really. John traveled horseback to his churches, and sometimes he preached in three different churches on one Sunday. And Charles, bless his heart, he wrote so many of our wonderful hymns, and he too was a great servant of the Lord. Susanna, as a mother, she had lots of rules and regulations. She called them boundaries. And when she shared with other mothers to teach them, she would tell them of all of her rules. Let me give you a few of them, okay? For instance, she would subdue self-will in a child and work together with God. In other words, no stomping your foot, no sassing. She would teach her children to pray as soon as they could speak. And she would give any of them nothing if he cried for and only what is good for him, and if he asks for it politely. To prevent lying, she said, I punish no fault that is freely confessed, but never allow a rebellious, sinful act to go unchecked. Command and reward good behavior. Strictly observe all promises you have made to your child. Wow, that's a good set of rules, isn't it? Sounds to me like maybe these rules could be applied to every household even today. How about that? Well, let me close the broadcast with the most wonderful example of an individual showing his love for his mother. We've just come through Easter and the Lord's death and resurrection. When you were reading the scriptures at that time about the crucifixion, did you notice when you read John chapters 18 and 19, that Jesus paid special attention to his precious mother? Yes, Jesus himself showed us an example of how a mother should be loved and treated. And in all of his agony and his suffering, he looked down while he was there on the cross, bleeding, hurting, oh, the excruciating pain he must have been in, nails driven through his feet and arms and his hands. Oh, my goodness. And let me read right out of the scriptures, the book of John, chapter 19, verses 25 through 27. What a beautiful way to be able to close my broadcast. Here's what it says. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus, his mother, and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother, and the disciple John standing by whom he loved, he said to his mother, Woman, behold your son. Then he said to John, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, that disciple took her into his own home. What beautiful respect and love he had for Mary, his mom. Think about it. In all of his pain and suffering, he was thinking of the watch care of his mom. What an example for all of us. And as I close, I want to honor all of the mothers that are listening to me today. God bless you and continue to use your life, not only in the lives of your children, but in the lives of your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren. God bless you, and don't forget to pray. Bye-bye.